This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, hi everyone. Shalom Aleichem. Baruchem Abba. We're continuing the Sefer Tzipisal Yeshua. We're in Perek Beis. Now the Chafetz Chaim is going to address the delay of the Geula. And he says this is not an unexpected phenomenon, but this was already predicted in the Chumash, in the Navi Hoshea, the Inyan Ichur HaGeula. The subject of the delay of the Geula, Kfar Ramaz Lanu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem already alluded to us, Ba'atzmai, Hashem Himself, Al Yidei HaNavi Hoshea, through the Navi Hoshea. So the phenomenon of the delay of the Geula has already been predicted. What does the Pasuk say? Ki yamim rabim yeshu b'nei Yisrael. For many days, Klal Yisrael will sit, ein melech, without a king, ve'ein sar, without an officer, ve'ein zevach, without karbanos. Achar yashuva b'nei Yisrael. Then Klal Yisrael will do tshuva, u'bikshu es Hashem alekeyem, and seek out Hashem, ve'es David Malkam, and David Hamelech, u'fachadu el Hashem. They will fear Hashem, ve'el tuvai, and His goodness, ba'achras hayamim, in the end of days. Now this is a pasuk that we reference in Kiddush Levana. In Kiddush Levana, we say, U'bikshu es Hashem Elokeihem v'es David Malkam. Which, by the way, indicates that it's not enough only to seek out and to request the Geula, but part of requesting the Geula is requesting the restoration of Malchus Beis David. Now, this is something we see in Kabbalah Shabbos also. This is something we pointed out. Let's say in Kabbalah Shabbos, when we're Metzapeh L'Geula, when we say Mikdash Melech Yer Melucha, we also say Al Yad Ben Yishai. So, part of the Tzipisa L'Yeshua is also for the Malchus Beis David. So let me just get you the pasuk.
It says
V'yiskai in Kiddush Levana. We say V'yiratzmo v'nachas Hashem l'kai v'lekei v'selam as p'kimas alavana v'lo yibah shamiyot V'yiskai in banu mikra shakasav u'vikshu es Hashem l'keiim v'es David Malkam. That's Hoshea Gimel Hey. That's the pasuk that we're quoting over here. So this pasuk is a reference to the fact that Hashem already told us before that it's going to take time for the Geula to happen. Va'amar lanu oid. The Navi Hashem told us further through the Navi Chavakuk, im yismama chakelai. If it delays, wait for him. What does that mean, if it delays, wait for him? Be'er hadavar. The explanation is, im yachshev ha'adam shechas v'shalm yisbatal haftachasai. If heaven forbid, the promise will be batal, shev tiach li Yisrael, loy chein hadavar. Meaning, if a person is going to, heaven forbid, think that, yeah, Hashem promised it, but all bets are off. No, wait, keep on waiting. Perish ka'adam ha-mechakel iza davar, ki be'emes bevada yiskayim. Let's say you're waiting for something you know will happen. You know, you're waiting for your kid's tooth to fall out. It's hanging on a thread. He's 3 years old. 3 years old in a month. And 2 months. And 3 months. He said, no, it's never going to happen. Come on, you know it's going to fall out. You know, it's not going to stay on a thread forever. You know it's going to fall out. You know, no kid ever turned bar mitzvah with the tooth hanging there. So to wait for it like something you are certain will happen. K'may Shamar HaKasov, like the Navi says, Yavesh Chatzir, grass withers, Navel Tzitz, blossoms fade, Udvar Elokeinu Yakum La'olam, but the word of Hashem stands forever. Meaning, there are other things in this world that don't remain. Grass will ultimately wither, blossoms will ultimately fade, but the word of Hashem, whether it's today, whether it's tomorrow, whether it's the next day, will come to be. Umesayim akasav, the pasuk concludes, Ki boy yavoy lo ya'acher. It certainly will come, it will not delay. That's the pasuk in Chavakuk. Im yismama chakeloi kivoy yavoy lo yacher. Says the Chavetz Chaim, let me tell you what this is similar to. It's similar to the following analogy. I'll explain it with the following analogy. A king got angry at his son. He decreed, 5 years, you need to leave. He sent him to the end of the earth. That in the early days, you know, 1,000 years ago, it took years to get there. Then the king regretted it. He can't retract. He said the kid has to go into exile, so the kid has to go into exile. He was thinking about what should he do when the 5 years are over. His trip is going to last. It's going to take many years until he gets back. Meaning the king's thinking, you know, how am I going to get this, how am I going to get my kid back? It's going to take him years just to get back. So at the end of the 5 years, where I'm going to wait another 3 years for him to get back. So you know what the king did? He commanded that his attendants flatten the mountains. And he commanded, they come up with the technology that in no time the kid could return, and the trip will be in a flash. So the king had no way to retract his original decree, but he made sure when the time came for the kid to return, there are no mountains in the way, and that the trip would be instantaneous. So too, as we're going to see, the Chafetz Chaim says, in the end of days, God will speed up events in such a way where when the time comes, we'll be back home in no time. Let's read the Nimshal. Kenhu in Yoninu. So too, regarding our subject. Asher nif zarnu b'kseyaretz. We're scattered to the ends of the world. Hashem scattered us to Cedarhurst, to Muncie, to Florida, to Norfolk, Virginia, to Edgware, to Borough Park, or wherever else you might live. And Hashem said, you know, I decreed you go into the Golos, and it took us a long time till we got here. Till we got from Babylon to Persia, to Spain, to Morocco, to Italy, to France, to Germany, to Poland, to Russia, to Ukraine, to the United States. It took us a long time to get here. So we think, okay, maybe we'll take a long time to get back. Nah. When it's time to get back, we'll be back home very quickly. Kenhu in Yoninu asher nifsarnu b'kseyaretz. So too, regarding ourselves, we're scattered to the ends of the earth. But v'hakibutz goliyos yeh mikol Yisrael. When kibbutz goliyos happens, it will be from all of Klal Yisrael, more like it says in Yeshaya, "V'atem teluketu la'achad echad b'nei Yisrael," and you will be gathered up, Klal Yisrael, one by one. V'yachshev ha'adam, a person might think shahakibbutz gufa yimashay kamashan mad sheyukubzu. A person might think, yeah, until Hashem gathers everyone, it's going to take a long time. Everyone's going to have to line up, fill out paperwork, wait for a phone call, sign your name, wait for another, more paperwork, something has to come in the mail. Person might think it's going to take many years. It's not true. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oysu Kol HaChadosh V'Kadim. Hashem prepared the way before. Ad Shekshiyavoy Eis HaKibos Lo Yimashech Harbe. When the time comes to return, it won't take a lot of time. V'zev Shekasav. That's what it means in Chavakuk. Im Yismameya Chakeloy. If it delays, wait for it. And you'll say, well, okay, I'll wait for it. But once it comes, isn't it going to take a lot of time until we get back? V'shem ha-toymar, halo yimashech harbe akibutz gufa. Won't the collection, won't the gathering take a lot of time? V'laza amar, therefore it says, ki ba yavai. Right, so loymar, kashar yavai hazman shuchalavai. When the time comes, that we could return. Lo yisacher klal. When it comes time for Hashem to arrive, it will not delay. Vu kamaisha amar hakasav. Like the pasuk says, mi elek of teufenu. Who are these that fly like the clouds? Or tzulaymar. Kamai ha'anon shurats v'mehera ma'id. Just like a cloud, it could be very fast moving. In other words, when it comes time for us to get back to Eretz Yisrael, there will not be any traffic on the Van Wyck going to the airport. There won't be long lines in the airport. You won't have to go through security. No, they will make sure to, they'll check who they need to check. They won't be checking us. And you won't be sitting on the runway because of supposed weather situations. And then once you get on the plane, there's not going to be any turbulence. You're going to get there in no time. When it comes time to go, it's going to be a very expedited process. So, therefore, the Navi Chavakuk says, "Im yismamea, if it takes a long time, chak elai, keep on waiting. But if..." And don't think that when the time comes, it will be a delayed process. Okay, we'll continue tomorrow at 5:30. Have a good day, everyone. Bracha v'atzlacha. Kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.